Thank you. Welcome, Catholic workers. It's wonderful to see you all here and to witness the miracle of Dorothy's vision continuing to be cultivated with your efforts. Thanks a lot. Great endeavors always begin with a prayer. A co-worker of mine in Hawaii shared this pule, or prayer, with me. So we'll open with a pagan prayer. Eho mai ka ike, mai luna mai e, ina meahuna no eho, eho mai e. A rough English translation. May knowledge from above of things unknown, hidden wisdom rest upon me. The worker movement began with the first summer of the Dust Bowl, taking form in America's heartland in 1933. Today, we again see the confluence of war, ecological collapse, and famine. In times such as these, we have recently received fresh words from Dorothy through her daily writings from 1932 until 1980, the year of her passing. We thank Robert for his labor of love in putting this latest volume together. As I've been browsing through its many pages, I'm brought to tears and laughter, reflecting on familiar family history, and I marvel at how Dorothy's notes evoke a stream of people, places, and events down through the years. While reading her words, I sometimes become lost in the fierceness and mystery of her faith. It is indeed a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I also want to share the memory of Tamar, my mother. She passed away this spring on March 25th, the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin. We mourn her loss. She was our inextricable bond with Dorothy. Tamar was a disciple of both Dorothy and Peter, and she blended the two most beautifully. Her attachment to the land and her knowledge of plants and the seasons provided a rich milieu where love and spirituality took strong root. She took the worker movement to heart and she made it her own. She opened the way to a wide diversity of approaches, as we see with the various partnerships in today's houses of hospitality. Tamar's entire rundown farmhouse was her Christ room, and it provided refuge for many a neighborhood kid or animal. She also provided an ongoing, astute political commentary that always kept us on our toes and aware of current events. She taught us what unconditional love looked and felt like. Her coming into life and her way of life created a rare emanation from which her mother and her children could always draw upon. She was the center of four generations, facilitating a continuum that flowed in both directions. Tamar's life brings to mind the prayer from St. Teresa, her namesake. May we use those gifts that we have received and pass on the love that has been given to us. The last seeds that Tamar planted in March, a week before she died, were those of the sensitive plant, Mimosa family. One now thrives in Dorothy's red terrarium in my kitchen window. Dorothy mentioned in her journals while visiting with Tamar on Staten Island how Tamar was repeatedly planting the tiny seed of the sensitive plant. It seemed that Dorothy was wondering why she chose this particular plant. It is a very delicate and responsive plant, folding up when touched or moved and at nightfall. In my Vermont childhood, I remember the same thing, Tamar growing the sensitive plant, though they never seemed to last long. I struggle to decipher her message. Is it the ability to prevail despite such fragility? Her lessons of strength and good humor point us in a sound direction. She leaves a changed family landscape behind, but the family grows ever larger, as we see with the flourishing of the Catholic worker community, all of you. Well, the Catholic worker turns 75, and we rejoice in the success of the movement with its ideals of personalism, whose time has come. In our ongoing precarious state, God must help us. God, the infinitely good, the all-merciful. Thank you very much.